Hey, everybody. Welcome to this Friday's edition of LifePoint's DriveCast. My name's Christy Lowe. I'm the Missions Director. And here we are. We are still in the throes of one of the most unique periods of time that any of us are likely to experience. And maybe by now the surreal is fading a little bit and we find a new normal in the midst of this pandemic. And by now, I think most of us are realizing that it comes with a guarantee of some loss. For some of us, that's a very, very tangible loss. The loss of job or income, loss of health, or even the loss of a loved one. Or maybe the loss is a bit more elusive for you. It's the loss of a sense of control, comfort, connection. The loss of significance or peace that we try to find in the daily rhythms of our normal life. And with loss, we experience pain. And it's just important that we understand that that pain does need to be grieved. If you watched the Wednesday Touchpoint a couple of weeks ago, you heard me say that now more than ever, we need to give ourselves and others permission to grieve loss and to feel the storm of emotions that come with that grief. Now, I've said the emotion word, so there are likely one of three responses happening right now. Some of you are leaning in to hear more. Some of you are leaning in, but to turn the DriveCast off right now. And some of you maybe just find yourself so numb and detached that you're not leaning in any direction. And that's okay. You know, your response is likely shaped by very real past experience. You were told you were too emotional, or that emotions are a sign of weakness. Maybe your life experience just tells you that emotions, when they're expressed, are not safe. They cause real and lasting harm. So we tend to stuff these emotions down until we break physically and mentally, or we fire them off at the wrong target and we end up wounding ourselves or others. But what if scripture shows us that there's another way? Today, I just want to encourage you by reading you some of my favorite words from scripture. We'll start in Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Or the words taken from Psalm 55, my heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. Or Psalm 69, save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, and the flood sweeps over me. I am weary with my crying out. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim with waiting for my God. I said encourage, didn't I? But don't we need these words more than ever right now? The thing I love about these ancient writings is they invite us into this sacred space where we don't have to hide any of what we are feeling from God. We don't have to pretend that we are okay when we go to Him. In the book, The Cry of the Soul, the authors write this: we can view our emotions from the perspective of whether they lead us to engagement with God or move us away from greater dependence on Him. We can listen to what they tell us about our struggles. Emotions are like messengers from the front line of the battle zone, but our tendency is to kill the messengers. But if we listen carefully, we will learn how to fight this war successfully. Therefore, don't assume that resolving your turbulent emotions is the key to meeting God. It's actually within the inner mayhem of life that a stage is built for the intrusive story of His light and His hope. God meets you in your weakness, not in your strength. He comforts those who mourn, not those who live above desperation, and He reveals Himself more often in darkness than in the happy moments of light. So in light of that, and everything that you might be feeling right now, I want to encourage you that at some point this weekend, take a few moments to encounter him in maybe a new kind of prayer. This might feel uncomfortable, but most of us are already there, aren't we? First, identify what you're feeling, whatever it is, and if you need help with this, look up a feeling wheel if you have to. Are you angry, confused, numb, anxious? Write it down. And then try to fill in this blank. I feel this way because, and that answer can be as long as it needs to be. And then is there an image or imagery that comes to mind with this statement? I often just borrow language directly from the Psalms to help me with this part. And then I'm going to encourage you to courageously express all of that directly and fully and uncensored to the Lord. I assure you, He already knows how you feel, and that this is actually a step of faith and trust. We can't see the big picture. He knows that. You can bring all of it to Him. And then be still and ask the Lord to reveal what He wants to reveal to you in response. You know, learning to be honest with God about how we feel, it's a journey. But along that journey, I have learned that even if I am throwing a fit like a toddler who just wants her way, He patiently waits like a good and loving father. And after I have exhausted myself, He picks me up off the floor. He tells me He's still here and that He's not going anywhere. There's not an emotion that we can bring to Him that He doesn't understand. He understood our mess to the point that He sent His Son. We may not get the answer we're looking for, and we may not get our own way, and we may still be asked to walk through the hard places, but what we will get is more of Him. His presence, His understanding, His love, and His grace. You know, in almost all of those same Psalms, we see this turning point, as if there is this unwritten encounter with the good Father. My prayer is that you don't hide what you're feeling from Him now, and you invite that presence into your life today. In closing, I just want to pray these words from Psalm 34 over us all. God, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and He saves the crushed in spirit. Lord, hear our cry. Have a blessed weekend, all.